broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios, it's time for some sports talk right here on the Fort Recovery Radio. Here's your host, Bubba and Fee.
Man, were them some big shoes to fill, ain't they, Bubba?
Ooh, they got a little pressure on us now,
they
Bobby.
Deal. Turn Fee up a little bit.
That was good.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee on a snowy Wednesday night from Miracle Lane.
Yes, sir. Just had a great news job by Bill. He did a good job. Sheriff Gray, great interview.
Sheriff Gray's class act.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got warm ears, too.
He's got headset warm?
Yeah.
He's hot ears. Hey, that's a good deal.
Well, his ears were burning. Everybody was talking about
that's
him.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Bill worked him over a little bit, but it was all very good. Very good.
Not too bad.
Very good time there.
Well, it was a big week here in the old Fort Recovery sports.
Sure was
basketball. We girls team played Thursday night. Did they play Tuesday? No.
No.
Thursday we
Cavaliers
went to Coldwater and played the Cavaliers. Club about 500, I think, that has been playing pretty well.
We really played pretty good, didn't we, Bobby?
Yes, we did.
Wow, we had some good stats out there.
I'd say our best game of the year for the girls.
Yes, sir.
Against a pretty good team. Now, you got to remember, this team that we beat, Coldwater, beat the crap out of New Bremen a week ahead of time. And Bremen beat us.
Bremen got us.
So, no, it was a good one. You got some stats for us there, bud?
Yeah, I do. Hey, that first half for the girls, we actually shot 12 for 21, shot 57% from the field. Hit 2 out of 6 from the threes, made 5 out of 6 free throws, had a great first half, good start. I think we got out to a 18-13 lead during the first quarter and added a little bit more to it in the second quarter. For the game, we ended up shooting almost 60% from the field. And 50% from the three-point line and about 60% from the free throw line. Looks like we were led by Kendra Seifring. She had 16 points. Tori Leonards had 12. And Whitney Will had a big game off the bench. 15 points.
Whitney Will was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Whitney's starting to dial it in a little bit, yeah. I think. She's starting to get it a little bit.
I know she's a hard player, a hard-nosed player, but I wasn't sure how skilled she was offensively. But, man, did she have a good game against
– played good.
But we did a great job of getting her the ball. Tori had a great game as point guard. They pressured us. Tori handled it. And when we handle that pressure, we're, you know
– Yeah, she had five assists in the game,
I think. She looked really good. I thought that was Tori's best game, too.
Played a great game. Big win for the girls. Ended up final was 61-48. I'd say we pretty much had it from the get-go, didn't we?
They made a run. I think they cut it to – I want to say they might have cut it to 5, like 33-28. And then if I remember right, Tori hit a 3, come back down and did a spin move and made a layup. Put us up 9 or 11 somewhere in there, and then we just kind of took care of the ball. Didn't shoot our free throws very well. I just watched Amir Williams hit a baby hook. Are you kidding me?
Hey.
Buckeye's still down 6, though.
Still down? Not good.
No. But anyways, a good win for the girls.
Yeah, nice start for the girls. Then Saturday. Wow.
That
wasn't a very good team, was it?
No, that was horrible.
Their first half stats, they were 0 for 14 from the field goals, 0 for 5 for three-pointers, and they hit 2 out of 6 from them. Not too good for the first half.
They got beat last night, Coldwater beat them 97-12.
Ooh.
Now, I'm sure that Coach Patch will have some discussions with Mr. Rammel about, you know, is that a good game to play?
Yeah. You know, they've came in here 6-0, 7-0, and we've
annihilated.
I actually think our last time we scored 100 points might have been against them.
It was against them. And yeah. I think they had a good record.
Yes.
They may have been like 7-2 or something at the time. Right. Came in and we absolutely destroyed
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Well, you know, some teams are just, I mean, they're just young. Criminy. They got seven or eight freshmen up there. That
yeah.
I mean, our JVs beat the crap out of them.
Yeah.
But, you got to play it.
And they didn't. That was another one. We didn't field a JV team, did they?
They didn't have a JV team no. again.
What's been a bad year for that?
It has. Hey, by the way, talking about that, Kurt texts me.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him about the makeup games. Let me look at this here. Mr. Rammel.
We got to end zone you yet, don't we? The boys' wise.
Yeah.
Girls' wise, I think we're caught up.
But now I think the girls' JV is going to play a couple games.
Oh, they are going to get some. Good.
Yeah. On the 21st, they're talking about having a makeup game of February. But I don't know any. He didn't know if it was a for sure. He said 50-50.
50-50, they get it?
Yep.
Yeah, it'd be good for them.
Yeah.
I seen where our only JV game this week, we kind of got it put to us.
Yeah.
I think Coldwater ended up beating us 55-26.
Coldwater started four juniors on their JV team.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, and they were big. They got eight seniors on their varsity. I've never seen a girls' team with eight seniors.
Wow.
So they got all these juniors on their JV team. And but you know what? We didn't play for crap.
Yeah.
We didn't handle their pressure. They beat up our guards, and it was just it got ugly early, and we couldn't get it turned around.
Couldn't ever make a run and get back in.
No, I think they're like 13-2, so they got a nice JV team.
So they got a good JV team.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, that's it for the girls, I believe. But we got you got some tournament stuff going on.
I do. The girls' tournament draw is this Saturday. This Saturday, and it's going to be a super sectional, basically. They're not calling it a super sectional, but there's 13 teams in the sectional. Mm-hmm. Ada, Hardin Northern, Fort Recovery, Marion Local, Minster, Bremen, Knoxville, Perry, Ridgemont, Spencerville, St. Henry, Upper Soda Valley, and Waynesville, Goshen. So how this works, and I was talking to Patchy last night, was they'll all be together and they'll seed them. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it, Marion's got the one seed locked, I would think. They had a big win over Fort Laramie last night.
Yeah, I seen that.
I think they're like 15-1. And then I don't know, but I would think Minster would be a two seed.
We got them tomorrow night.
We do.
Us beating them, get us any
absolutely.
Chance of that,
maybe? I think that's a huge game.
That'd be a big game for us tomorrow night then.
Yeah. What's gonna hurt us is a loss to New Bremen.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, and if you know, let's just say that the top four teams, let's say, you know, you go with Marion, you go with Minster, you go with Knoxville, and then then us. I'm not sure who is good down at Upper. I think might be pretty good. They have been in the past. So if we could, you know, we could jump on that. If we don't get the fourth seed, we could jump on that as a fifth seed. I could visualize a district with Marion Local, Minster, Knoxville, and the Fort. Oh, at Walpock.
That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah.
I'd say you got it. That is right. By looking at the teams that are there, that's a good possibility.
You know, because everybody's going to stay away from Marion. Everybody's going to stay away from Minster. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee Patchy ain't scared of anything. Actually, he ain't scared of any team on there.
No, I don't think so either.
You know, especially as
we're starting to play pretty good.
Absolutely.
I think we're not afraid of anybody. And we had Marion Local beat.
Yeah.
At their place. So yep. I'd say they want no part of us either.
Nope, I agree. So it's going to be interesting how that pans
interesting
out.
Girls.
But we could play a sectional. And the sectional dates are the 24th and the 25th, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then the sectional finals is the 28th. We could play our sectional at Kenton.
At Kenton?
Yes, if we go that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Road trip.
Love road trips.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting to see how it all.
Yeah.
So our producer's drinking Budweiser.
Oops.
I don't get it.
Could make some bad sound waves coming at you, people.
We ain't gonna be up. We won't be on the air.
No, we got another 10 minutes and we're done.
So anyway, that's how it's set up for the boys, for the girls.
Yeah. So if we will probably, are you automatically in a sectional final if you're seated?
Yeah, I don't know. There's 13 teams.
13 teams.
I have no idea how the brackets have broke down. Four.
Not sure either. It'll be interesting.
It will be.
Come out this week. We'll have it for next week's show.
Absolutely. Guaranteed. We will. We got a big game tomorrow night.
Yeah, that'd be a big one for Brian.
That'd be a nice one to get the old gym packed tomorrow night.
We need a good crowd there tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a good game.
I do too.
We're starting to play a little confidence. I think that might be just what the doctor ordered, get a little home cooking.
Yep.
Could be fun.
I'm with you, bud.
All right.
Let's talk about the boys a little.
How about the boys? Boys had the Cavaliers Friday night.
The Cadavers.
Didn't play too bad. Hung in there, battled. Just couldn't get her done, could we?
Well, you know, me and you, you had Bretzi's retirement party.
Retirement party, yeah.
But after the game, I was talking to Hobbs, and Hobbs makes a great point.
Mm-hmm.
We were down, I think we might have been down by as much as 13 in the third quarter of that game. Might even have been more than that. And we could have folded. We really could have folded. And we played our best basketball of the season. We played our best basketball of the season the last quarter and a half of that game. The last quarter, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, we were down 9 or 11 going into the fourth and made a great run, tied it up at 52, had two good looks to take the lead.
Mm.
We got the ball to Coxie. Mackay had a little jump hook in the paint from about, it was about 8 feet, left it, threw it off the back of the iron. And I think the next time down, maybe Darian shot a floater, it didn't go in. But we had two chances to take that lead.
Mm.
And
that'd have been big.
Get it done. And Kowar did a great job of shooting our free throws at the end. And actually, I think they made their last 10 free throws. So
yeah, I don't know if they were directly in a row, but I think I counted four decent shots we had at the end that may not have tied it, but in that last minute or so that should have gone in. We usually make those shots, could've, and they just didn't go. We had
Buckeyes
four
down,
of those.
58-56.
20 seconds.
They just missed the free throw. Purdue did. Miss this, baby.
Nope,
down three. Get a quick two here.
Yep.
Timeout. Thad calls a timeout. Jake Kanapke, Thad called a timeout. Good timeout. Jake hates Thad Mata.
How can you hate Thad Mata?
He's an idiot.
Jake, I love Thad Mata.
Yeah. Jake is, he don't have a clue.
Has no clue.
I'm gonna knock him out.
So you're listening to Sports Talk and getting a play-by-play of the Buckeyes game, just in case you aren't able to watch it.
Yeah, that's right.
Can't be it.
So we can. I'm pretty sure there might be, if the Buckeyes are listening to us, they might sue us. But I don't think they'll.
I don't think they're
listening.
No, take care. I seen they did shoot 12 for 14 the second half from the free throw line and 4 for 5 in the first half.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 84% for the game.
And how many did we shoot? Like 8 for the game?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We shot, 5 for 8.
Yeah.
62%.
So you want to go over our leaders there?
Yeah. The Coldwater game, we looks like we were led by Kyle Schreier at 18 points.
Best game of the year by far.
He's starting to play better, a lot better.
Yes, he is.
We're going to talk about Fort Laramie game. I thought he played a really nice game there, too.
Yeah.
He was chasing everything all over the court. It was great to see him doing that.
What?
Yeah. I think we also had Makai Cox at 14. 14 points, 10 rebounds. A little double-double there. And looks like Speedy had 10 points, 8 assists. We had 16 turnovers, probably still a little high.
Yeah, but we had all them in the first half, too.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'll tell you that.
We have a lot of unforced turnovers.
We do.
We need to get rid of that somehow.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know how, but
it seems like we get going pretty well, and then all of a sudden we start throwing the ball around. Like, you know, it's frustrating to watch. Playing so well, so well, so well, then all of a sudden,
big turnover.
Somebody just throws the ball to somebody that it's not a good pass to start with, and it has no chance of making it.
Yeah, and you know what? We talk about our youth, and we're 15 games in the season. Youth is, we're out of the youth stage.
Yeah, we can't make any plays. We can't make that excuse anymore.
No, but we're getting better. There ain't no doubt we're getting better.
Definitely getting better.
Yep.
So it looks like our
what was the final? 62-55, something like that?
62-55.
Yeah.
Yep, 62-55.
Coldwater's pretty good. They're athletic.
Brunette kid, pretty big, pretty strong, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Looked like he played, had a pretty good game.
Yeah, they're really good athletes, and they're. It looks like they might be. I heard somebody read it today. They're the black sheep of the MAC because you know nobody's expecting them to do anything. What are they? One loss, two loss.
They're maybe? 4-1 in the MAC.
Four and one in the MAC. I don't know who they haven't played that's coming up, but
yeah.
You know they've played some very good teams, pretty tough.
Right. Yep.
Could get an upset somewhere.
Yep.
Looks like our JV. How'd we do that game, Mary?
JV, I think we might have won that game.
Yes, we did. 36-21. Looks like we had a pretty good game.
Jason Reisner had a good game, I think.
Looks like we were pretty balanced scoring. Falcon Apke had 7. Ryan Braun had 7. And Kay Wendell had 7. What else did we? How about Jason? Where's Jason at?
Nice thing about Jason.
What Jason had? Looks like he had... Dude. He had
Jason,
four.
Jason
four.
Can have a great game and not even shoot.
Yeah.
Because he does... He just... Even if he doesn't get a steal, he just disrupts their passing patterns so
hard.
Bad.
I like watching that kid.
He's always after it. He is a hard-nosed kid.
What's our JV record?
He's really fun to watch.
I am thinking we're... We're
500,
ain't we?
No, we're up. We've only lost 3 or 4, I think. I thought we're
maybe,
something
maybe
four,
in
or whatever that might be.
How many games we played? 17?
I don't. Yeah, that's probably about right.
We're 12-4, 4-12, so we played 16.
I'd say our guys, our JVs are 10-6.
That sounds about right.
10-6, man.
I was thinking they were a little better close. Than that, but still, that's very respectable.
Yeah.
Especially
young.
Since they have to run a lot of kids in and out to deal with the kids that have to play varsity and the kids that have to play freshman. You know, they. We very seldom have our 5 best players on the floor at the same time.
Yeah.
Tony Overton's doing a good job with him.
Yep, guys are doing good. I like the Wendell boy, Cade. I think Cade's going to be a nice player.
Cade's
going to
be a nice player, yep. Handles the ball well, knows the game well.
You know another kid that ain't too bad is that big Knapke kid.
He is.
Yeah, Kyle's.
He's got a nice touch.
He does have a nice touch.
Kyle looked pretty decent last year. This year he has improved every piece of his game. He is a mean rebounder.
Yeah,
He's a mean rebounder.
He does do a nice job on the boards.
I ain't counting that kid out.
Oh, no, I like him.
I like
him.
Braun, Brawny kid.
Oh, yeah, he's
Brawny
smooth.
Looks like he can get bigger, too.
Yeah.
Braun's crazy, though. You know what? He just drove it up and fired up a 3. He had
a cracker on
it. Yeah, absolutely. He just loves it. I like that. No,
I do, too, man. I love one of our 3 best players in the last 10 years had no fear.
Yeah.
And that's the way I like to see kids play, man. If no they're fear. Tentative, they're not going to do you any good.
I'm with you.
I'm agreeing.
Let's go over some. You got some stats from. Well, let's. You want to do a break?
Yeah, we better.
Let's
do a break.
Let's pay some bills here.
Yes, sir.
This is Bubba and Fee Sports Talk on FR Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Randy Evans from Homebrewers, your local Case IH dealer. If you're a farmer, I'm sure you've noticed the current grain prices are not where they used to be. So now it's even more critical to maximize your field's potential. We work with all makes and models, so give me a call and I'd love to explain how our products can help you decrease your input costs and increase your yields. Don't leave potential profits in the field. Call Hall Brothers at 419-375-2827, your local Case IH dealer for the latest in precision farming technology.
A good way to start the new year is to do some walking for your health. And if you're looking for a place to walk this winter, you can walk in the late afternoon and evenings in our school buildings. The walking hours are Monday through Thursday evenings from 3:30 to 9 at both the middle school and the high school buildings. At the middle school, you should enter through the middle school doors and walk only in the main street and auditoria areas. At the high school, you can enter through the commons doors. So take advantage of the winter walking times, Monday through Thursday evenings, from 3:30 to 9 at the middle school and high school buildings.
Amy Wendell Family Health wants you to experience a different kind of health care. Our approach is different. You, the patient, are our number one priority, not your health insurance or hospital system. We know when you're sick, you're sick. Our office is designed to serve busy people like you. Use your health care savings card in our office to maximize your health care dollar. Extended evening hours throughout the weekdays and a full service lab. Give us a call at 419-375-5550 to schedule your next appointment.
Buckeyes. Doesn't look good for the Buckeyes there, Bobby.
Yeah, I know.
I think we lost one.
The Boilers get us 59-60-58. Did you by any chance? Did you by any chance watch Jimmy Fallon last night?
No. I seen you tweeted something about him.
I always record it, and somehow my DVR, it didn't even get to the introductions.
He does.
What was he doing?
He does. He sings this old man with Neil Young.
Yeah.
Was it a rerun from before?
No. Oh. It's live.
Oh.
He's tremendous. In L.A.
Is it a new one? Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Because he'd done that before.
Yeah. It's tremendous.
He's good.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the Fort Laramie game. I've never seen a refereeing crew like that in my life.
Oh, my God. That was unbelievable. That one guy was just on a roll. He couldn't make enough calls. We had everybody in foul trouble.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Well, I knew going in, the one referee, and I told Googs, I said, you gotta watch this guy. I said, if you had asked Pat, you said, he's already, he always gives you the fake Harry Hall tee, like he's going to tee you up, you know.
And, yeah.
And I told Googs, I said, this guy's an arrogant prick, and he'll tee you up in the drop of a hat.
Yep.
Guess what?
He did it.
Bingo.
2 minutes to go in the game.
Game tied.
Nice job.
But Googsy, that's our second tee, right? Did Googs get teed up already this year?
Yeah, Googsy got teed up at Versailles.
He got teed up. This was on the bench.
This was on Joe Bubba.
Yeah, I heard this was on Joe. But
Joe Bubba might have got
but
this.
Somebody said, I can't believe he didn't get one earlier because I didn't get to see the game.
Yeah. Well,
but I had heard that the officiating was
suspect.
Extremely nice there,
suspect
Harold.
Suspect at best.
Yeah. Go over some stats here because losing that game sucks.
Yeah.
But we outplayed them.
We did.
We played good down the stretch. We hit clutch shots from a number of kids on that.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I thought
go over the numbers.
We played some good game here, boys. First half, we shot 50% first half, 13 for 26. Second half, a little bit less, 35%, 8 for 23. Shot 40% from the field. 3-point line, 2 for 7 in the first half, 2 for 7 in the second half. Our free throws... 10 for 19 for 52%. Still not very good. We got to get better at that. We only had 12 turnovers. I thought we did a nice job there, and we turned them over 13 times, and they didn't want no part of us. I thought we did a nice job. Speedy did a great job. I thought he had 4 or 5 steals. He does a good job on a guard, pressing you.
He does.
It doesn't seem like, of all the guys getting all the fouls, he didn't really get any fouls called on him, and I thought he was tremendous.
Let me tell you something, Feet. The more you watch that game, the more you watch this team, the key to our team is putting pressure on the guards. Fort Laramie had weak guards.
Yep. Absolutely.
Our guards controlled that game. And the score's tied up. They're going for a last shot. They're out there dicking around the ball. Speedy strips a kid. He's going. I mean, he's got a layup.
We got
him. Bobbles it. Ball goes off to the right. Speedy grabs it and just a little panic mode, fires it. Those
seen a guy going through the middle. He thought he had him, and there was two Fort Laramie guys there. He threw it right back to him.
But there was no doubt that Speedy was going to strip that kid.
Oh, yeah, that kid, they were nervous wrecked.
He didn't want no part of that ball when Speedy was guarding him.
They kept clearing it out, and he would pick him. He picked him. He had to pick him 4 or 5
but
times.
When you got guards with – here's my thing, okay? You got Kyle Schreier, you got Darian Sheffer, and you got Speedy. You got 15 fouls to give.
Yeah.
And we're starting to figure out –
that's
we're going to hawk that ball.
Yeah, that's our bread and butter, I
yep.
think. Well, you kind of talked about it after the game. We talked. That's the way I thought we'd play all year, too.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get in people's faces and just pressure the crap out of you and hope we got a bunch of points off of the turnovers. And that's the way that game went Saturday night. I thought it was a damn good game to watch. I
mean, another huge positive, okay? Besides Schreier's weekend, which was – his best weekend since last year.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so the game's – Marty gets 3 fouls in about 4 minutes.
Yeah, he
set
like
the whole second half. That third half, that second half, that kid played tremendous.
He did play good.
He hits a pull-up jumper from about 14. He's getting rebounds.
He wanted the ball at the end, too.
He did. I loved it. He played his ass off. And
that's fun to watch when they start getting that confidence.
You're seeing it.
Yeah.
Coxie's a double-double machine.
Yeah. Coxie's a nice player. I tell you what. He had four fouls on him, too. He sat out quite a bit of time, too.
How many of those fouls on those, like on Martin and Cox, were legitimate? Or I'd heard it was not too bad, and then I heard, oh man, they really got hosed. I didn't get to see it. So
once they started, you knew 2 minutes into that game they're calling everything.
He was calling everything.
So
just on us or on both teams?
Both
they're calling
teams.
It fairly both ways. I'm okay with that.
But it was bad. You know, as many fouls as they called, we didn't foul anybody out, but we had three guys at four fouls.
Cole Hall stepped in, played well.
We needed him. Had the pressure. The kid that it surprised me, their coach, he kind of played. The Braun kid is their stud, I think. And
he was mad at him.
He was pissed off at him or something. I mean, he was like, ow. He sat him out the whole fourth quarter, and he's one of their better players for sure. And it seemed to me like he just kept taking the ball, driving hard to the hole. They called a foul on us every time. It didn't matter what he did. If he ran over us, out of control, it was automatic foul.
Yeah. Yep.
And that Caleb had two fouls on him, and I don't think Patch got him out. He couldn't get him out fast enough, and got the third foul.
Giggsy?
Yeah. I mean, Giggsy didn't get him out fast enough. Oh.
That
didn't
is
look
right.
good. But I tell you what, we battled. We battled with them. And it was fun to watch. That was a really fun watch. That was a good game to watch.
Yep, and I just hope that we can carry it over to Friday night with Minster. Because
I agree. 100%.
That's a team. They're pretty good.
They're decent. Yeah. They're going to be a good ball club.
Yep, and we're playing them over there, but we always play good over there.
We usually play pretty good over there. This will be a tough weekend for us, but another one where we can beat both those teams.
That's right. We got
a lot better than they've been in the past, I think.
Oh, yeah. They'll want a piece of us.
And they're going to want us bad. We could get away here with a couple wins. We really could. If we play like we did last week, we could.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. You got JV stats there? JV's, what they won,
JV
right?
JV was a close one, but I think we might have got beat. They pulled away at the end.
No.
49-36.
Hey. We're getting beat 16-1 to start the game.
Oh, that's right. I walked in and you said that. We walked in about the second quarter, end of the second quarter.
I told that Reisner kid, Reisner checks in, okay?
Yep.
I says, we cannot play like that. We cannot come out and play that terrible as a JV team. We're too good for that.
We're a pretty good team to do that.
That team wasn't very good. They pressed us, and we act like we never seen it before. And next thing you know, second quarter, we got back in it, and even the third quarter, hell, we damn near tied it up. Hi, Barry.
We did battle back.
Yeah. I mean, we ended up getting beat, but at least we come back and played hard. But
yeah, and I think that was – it's closer than what the score was.
Yeah,
too.
You cannot get off to start like that. We're too good. Too good of guards to play like that.
Now, who are we led by here in the JV game? Looks like Ryan Braun had 12 and Jason Reisner had 11. And they led us. Looks like on the varsity game, I didn't say Kyle Schreier did lead us. He had 13. But we were balanced. Speedy had 8. Makai had 10. And then a guy that we didn't mention, and he did play. He had a heck of a game, Chase Brents. He had 12 points.
Chase Brents had a great game. Best game he's played this
year. I think his best game, too, yeah.
What were we from the line?
We shot 50% again. 5 for it looks like 10 for 19 for the game.
And what were they?
And they
25 for 30?
They were unbelievably good, yeah. 83%.
Okay, so you think maybe that cost us a ball game?
Yeah, I'm afraid that.
Jesus, I hate that.
Yeah, even if you think that they got more chances to shoot the ball, if we have limited chances, we have to take advantage of those. Have to take advantage of those. If we, it seems like a lot of games we shoot a lot fewer foul shots than the other team.
And our,
but that really, then it really matters.
In our final, the game ended kind of weird, too. The ball goes out of bounds with 6/10 of a second, and Fort Laramie has it. And you can tell, Googsy, I mean, they talked about the throw and the tap, or the tip in, so we had the middle packed in. And they took the ball out, and the kid just stood out there at the three-point line, and our kid kind of went down into the middle and left that kid wide open. He just threw it to him and drilled a three, and we lost.
Yeah.
Heartbreaker loss.
Now,
it was unbelievable.
Did that guy that made the last shot, somebody said he dribbled the ball.
No, he didn't dribble.
Okay.
He caught
somebody
shot.
Said he actually dribbled the ball. No, that's
who,
not
who
a,
was
that's
it, Charlie?
Not possible. No, Charlie.
Was it Charlie? It was Charlie. Charlie, quit being an idiot.
That wasn't Charlie.
Huh?
Yeah.
It was on WOSN, that's right.
Yep.
I got the max stats here, okay?
What we got?
You want to take a break real quick?
You want us to let's pay some bills.
Pay some more bills.
Yep.
Who's our sponsors here on this break? This is a 840.
Yep, we're good.
B&D Construction.
Dave Kaup.
God love
him. And Hall Brothers.
Hall Brothers. Baseball grill. Where's the baseball grill? Is that a bar at town? Or?
No. The baseball team's giving away a grill. I don't want to write all of it out.
It's a jumbo grill. We're giving away a grill.
I thought it was a bar or something.
No.
Baseball.
Have
downtown.
You bought a ticket for that?
I'm owning that grill. I've
You got it?
Yeah.
Hey, it is a nice grill. Setting up.
I've spent over $5,000 on tickets.
They're giving
for
that away pretty soon.
The last game.
Last
of the
home
season.
Game.
Last home game. They'll be telling us that in just a minute.
We're gonna find out.
If we shut up and
we stop talking,
hey, go, Charlie.
Jerry Kaup will tell us.
Jesus.
We'll be back.
Call B&D Construction at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kaup at 419-234-2976. That's B&D Construction, a proud supporter of Fort Recovery Sports.
The Fort Recovery Baseball Program is giving away a Beefeater 900 four-burner gas grill donated by John and Sherry Grover of Kern's Fireplace in Salina and Lima. Tickets are available for $1 each or 6 for $5. And they're available at Kaup Pharmacy, Tin Man Sports Bar and Grill, Wendell Financial, and Tin Snips Barbershop. The grill is going to be giving away on the final boys' home basketball game on February 27th against Marion Local. So get your tickets now and win this Beefeater 900 gas grill and help the Fort Recovery Baseball Program get ready for the baseball season. And you can be ready for your spring grilling season.
Let's talk Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Mark your calendars for the last 4 days of February, Wednesday through Saturday, the 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a time for great savings from our parts department. All parts in stock are 10 to 25% off. That's farm equipment parts, lawn and garden parts, oils, filters, belts, everything is marked down. And if you'd like, you can bring your order in now and we'll have it ready to go when you stop in during that week. Open house at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, the last 4 days of February. Stop in and save.
Back here. We're back. Well, Bruno Mars bringing us back in.
Bruno, bring us in.
You can't go wrong with Bruno Mars.
No.
My daughter Carly knows that dance.
She knows it?
Yeah, she knows all of it.
I don't think I can do it.
I think I could do it. Can you do it, Charlie? Listen to it. Turn it up a little bit. Let's hear a little funk. See, Neil, this ain't Neil's kind of music. Yeah. Does this play at the nighttime?
It did last night. Charlie got it on there last night.
Charlie turned her on last night.
Nice job, Charlie. Proud of you, bud.
I had a heart attack.
Did you? Hey, I got some Mac standings.
How about the
here.
Mac standings? What's going
Let's
on?
Let's go girls first, okay?
Girls?
I was on the old website today, and I was checking that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And if I look at it correctly, Marion Local is 5-1, and New Knoxville is 5-1.
Uh-huh.
Versailles 5-2, Minster 5-2, us 4-3, or us 3-3.
3-3.
Along with Coldwater. Bremen 2-4. How'd we lose to New Bremen?
I don't know how we lost to New Bremen. We didn't play very good that game.
Can't lose New Bremen.
Nope.
We play them 50 times. We win 49 of them.
Yep. We gave them the one.
We did. That's a killer loss, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thing is, you know, if you're 4-2 right now, we got a chance to win the league yet.
Yep. Still got a shot.
And the boys' side of it, let's see.
St. Henry, Brown, St.
Henry's rolling.
They're rolling pretty good right now.
Skins are, they're 4-0 in the league, 14-1 overall.
Who beat them?
Who beat St. Henry?
I was thinking they lost to an off team early. I can't remember who it was.
Salina didn't beat them, did they?
No.
Holiday tournament or not?
No, I think they beat Salina.
They played Salina twice, I think.
Oh, they're going to play Salina.
They play Salina Saturday night.
Yeah.
Saturday night?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if anybody knows who St. Henry, who beat St. Henry. Todd Holman will tell you who beat him.
Yeah.
Who beat St. Henry this year, boys? Brucey.
Brucey Raiders.
Our fans.
We got great fans.
We got great. That's Todd Holman with that. Thank you, Todd.
Stats.
Nobody else knew it. Look at these idiots up there. Bretzi, what? What question you asking? What about Jim's?
We're thinking.
Oh, Jim, original gymnasium.
The original MAC teams, who still plays in their original gym? We're thinking Delphi St. John's.
Mendon Union, I think, still does.
Mendon might.
Mendon Union, the Pirates.
When the MAC started, how many schools has
since the MAC
gyms?
Started, yeah.
That'd be it.
That's it.
Yep, I'd say that's Delphus and New Knoxville.
Nope, Knoxville played on tile floor.
Oh, did they?
Oh,
that's
floor.
Right. The concession stand now.
Yep,
that's about all it was. Yep.
I'm thinking just Knoxville.
So you'd think that the gym that they're in now wouldn't be their new one.
Really?
Good question, Rocker. Hey, here's another one for you.
What you got?
John Fowler sitting over there. The John? Last game played in our old gym. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when we won state in 71, we had no home games.
None.
Okay. We did have a home game in 72.
So we did play in the old gym one time.
One game. John thinks it was either against Menon or Bryant. He isn't sure.
Yep.
But I'd say those are both very logical.
You're thinking that's our last game in the old gym?
I think John Ramwell brought that question up, wanted to know who was a
When did the new gym when did we start playing
76.
In our new gym? So we went 4 years and 5 years and never played a home game. Every game was either St.
Correct.
Henry or the Fieldhouse.
On the road, yeah.
Was our home courts.
I think, if I remember right, we played a couple games at East Jay or Jay County, Portland at the time.
Over Portland?
We had a couple home games over there.
I don't remember that, but I sure won't dispute that.
That's right. Don't, because I think we played Bryan over there.
Might have played Bryan over there.
Yep. Now, we played other teams over there, because I remember there was a little shit running around over there.
Hard to believe you didn't have any home games.
It is, ain't it? That's amazing.
I'm sure we still packed the house.
Oh, yeah.
We're crazy, man.
Here's another great stat for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The new gym was opened up in 1976.
76.
Okay? It is now 2015. That makes that gym 40
years old.
40 years old
next
right?
year.
Mm-hmm.
When we closed the old gym, it was 31 years old.
Now we were switching back.
Wow.
Think about that. Wow. 31 years.
We shut her down.
Yeah. Mudboat told us that. Said,
wow. See, what I'm thinking.
It's a good stat.
I'm looking back at that, and that, excluding the small set of bleachers on the stage, that whole place held 250 people.
Yeah.
Plus the stage might have held 100. So 300, 400 people.
Yeah.
And that was for most of my high school, that was never filled. Till
well,
Tom Bryant,
we had theater seats
year.
In the middle section.
Yeah.
And then the corners were benches, right?
Then you sat
and
sat and on
the top was
kids always
benches.
Sat on the
top was benches.
I think even the sides might have been
seats.
Might have been seats.
We used to go up the upstairs and play a little grab ass from, with the little girls back and very kiss around.
Back
little there. Well, I always did because.
Because they couldn't resist you.
Well, I mean, that was just it was always 106 degrees in there.
Oh yeah,
up top, you just go in there and sweat.
Summer or winter.
Yeah, yeah, man, that was a fun gym.
Neatest thing ever happened in the old gym. Jeff McClure jumped off the wall, dunked it, fell on his face, broke his teeth, both arms.
You remember Joyce? I was there.
There was a holiday tournament that day.
Yes,
I remember him coming in the locker room. Holding both hands up, both arms, bones hanging out on both hands. His teeth are all knocked out. Yeah, what happened?
Tried to dunk it off the stage.
Tried to dunk it off the stage, and he got caught, and he went flying, and his teeth went in. He had teeth mark in the
exactly
in the gym floor until he got rid of it. Yeah, his, it was awesome. He put his mark on the floor.
I'm sure he's glad we brought that up right now.
Yeah.
I hope that's the square that somebody bought out of the old gym floor.
He probably bought it. He should have.
Oh, shoot. Hey, I got some swimming results.
Hey, let's hear
Bobby.
Some swimming. Steve Diller, have a good one.
We just had a... Where was our match at here, if I'm reading right? Not sure where it was at. Here's our results. Oh, Lehman Invitational. Ooh. Sydney Lehman Invitational.
That was at Pickler or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Pickler or Troy or somewhere.
I think it was. Our girls, Versailles won it with 133.5 points. Dayton Carroll came in second with 76, but Fort Recovery came in third with 71.
Hey, not
bad. Lehman Catholic came up on the rear. The boys, Dayton Carroll was first, Versailles second, Lehman Catholic, and the Indians came up by last. Our first place finishers, Carly Stone won the 50 freestyle and the 100 back, and Corey Stone won 100 fly. And our girls, 200 medley relay of Carly, Sophie, Corey, and Alexis broke their high school record with a 1.59.84. And the same four teammates broke their record in the 200. They were flying in the Sydney.
That was good water. Good pool.
Yeah, good water.
The pH levels was perfect in that.
Great flowing going through there. Good job, guys.
It's all about pH.
Girls, great job breaking their records.
That is.
I got a quick update on our college guys, and then we'll go to the old Buckeyes. UNOH went 1-1 this week, and they beat Michigan and Dearborn. He lost to Cornerstone. Potsy got in both games.
Cornerstone drilled them.
Cornerstone put a hammer to him. Cornerstone's like number nine. I think they're pretty
Cornerstone's
good.
Cornerstone's really good. Where's that at?
That was at Cornerstone.
Where is Cornerstone?
Cornerstone is Illinois? Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, Michigan,
pretty
Cornerstone.
Sure. I think so. Pretty sure.
Now, you know this stuff because you have a daughter, so you've traveled to most of these places.
Yes, I have. I think there's three of them in Grand Rapids. Davenport, Cornerstone.
Davenport's in Iowa, bub.
Or Iowa. I got there fast, though. It only took me 2 hours.
I have a Davenport in my living room.
Davenport in the living room.
So there's one in Iowa?
I can get there faster. Hey, how about the Findlay Oilers? The Findlay Oilers look like they went 2-for-1 this week. And Piggy had 3 points, 2 rebounds against Walsh, 7 points, 2 rebounds against Malone. And he had a big game against Wayne State. He had 10 points, 4 rebounds, and I think all 10 were in the last four minutes.
He hit a three with like 2 minutes to go to put him down three, and then he hits a three to tie it under a minute left.
Yes.
And then he hits two free throws in the OT.
Put it in.
And he blocked the game-winning shot at the end of OT.
Piggy.
Yeah.
Piggy was on his game.
So.
I think Finley's now 9-9, 6-8 in the GLIAC.
I was listening to it on the radio, and the announcer goes, he's fired up, the announcer, Finley's announcer, and he goes, we shouldn't be surprised. He is a colleague. That was pretty good.
Poor Recovery's finest.
Yeah, that's right.
It's nice when 70 miles from home?
Yeah.
Still means something.
Still get something.
Yeah.
And my other one was Wade. Saginaw Valley went 2-1 on the week. I think they beat Grand Valley, and I think Ferris State was a big game for them this week. They got beat. They got beat. Ferris State now is like one game ahead of them, I think, in that division. And they also beat Hillsdale.
Yeah, that was a barn burner, too. That might have been an overtime.
Yep, overtime one. And Wade, I think he had a couple points and 2 or 3 rebounds, too. I think he's getting a little playing time. He didn't get much playing time in one game, though. I don't know if he was sick or foul trouble.
He plays
or what.
About 10, 12 minutes a game. But
yeah.
Talking to his parents, and he's really happy.
Is he?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, he's things are going good. I haven't talked to him.
I haven't seen him either. No. He didn't get home very
well. We got to go up there.
I know. We got to make a run up there.
That's ridiculous that we haven't went up and watched him yet.
I know. We got to make a run up there.
We should do sports talk from Saginaw Valley. Us four should head up.
Yep, we're going.
You in, Charlie, or not?
Load them up.
Yep, which day?
We got to have you.
Game day. We got to go game day up there.
Game day with Wade.
Can't you in or out?
Can't be a Wednesday.
Why?
Can't be Wednesday. I have classes on Wednesday.
No.
Hey.
He's get
we don't have to go to that. That's stupid.
You don't have classes on Ash Wednesday, though, do you?
Ooh,
they have to have that day off. That's 2 weeks.
That's right.
Ash Wednesday already?
Yep, 2 weeks.
Getting close.
18th, I think.
Getting close.
Look into that.
That doesn't add up. So, 18th, yeah, it would be the 18th.
Get close. Yep.
How about Greg? Hear in, Greg?
I have not heard from Gregor.
Heard he pulled a hammy. Didn't set out a couple games, but he did get some playing time.
He played it. Yeah, I talked to Lynn. She said he played about 10 minutes one game. And he had 8 points, I think. He still played pretty good, but didn't have much time. I think he's doing pretty good up there. I mean, I think he's adapting better.
Yep.
You know, it'll be interesting to see what kind of decision he comes up with. If he decides to go back and try again.
Yeah, or would he be has he played enough where he might move up a league? Or is that hard to tell? Or would would enough guys out of that league move up?
I think
he would be one of the premier players in that league, which would put him in a good position for the next year.
If he gets up, if they go up, I think they make some money then. He'll make some good money. Now,
yeah.
The thing is, I think over there that it's such a thing, they only have two Americans per team.
Oh, okay.
So, and there's only – in that next division up, there may only be 12 teams. So there's only 24 Americans that make it. And there's a lot of D1 guys over there.
Yep.
If he would make it up, I know Deshaun Thomas is up. Mm-hmm. Over there from Ohio State. So,
yep.
I mean, there's some good players over there, but Greg's a good player, too.
Greg's a great player. And
he's,
I'd say he's probably getting better as he goes.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I think where he's at, that town, I don't think is exactly the greatest town in the world.
Okay.
I think if he could get to Barcelona or somewhere like that, a little bigger, I think that would be kind of cool for him, too. But
oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what he does.
Well, I know the only thing I really have to gauge it on is like what Tom Bryan did.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where he played, if he played for the same
team over same and over. League or whatever,
He played in Europe for 10 years.
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah. He played over there for a long time.
Yeah.
6, 8, 10, 12 years, played a long time.
Yeah.
Then came back, got the job at Lincoln View. But he made very good money.
Made some money over
there. You know, I don't know exactly how much, but he had – I don't know what he did as far as housewives, but he lives in a very big house in Delphus.
Yeah.
And almost every piece of furniture is antiques he bought in Europe
over
and
there.
Had shipped.
Had them shipped here.
So, you know.
So he made a little money over there.
If he got the furniture given to him,
yeah.
Still he had to have a lot of money to get it all shipped back. So,
oh, absolutely.
You know, so that's a thing where, you know, there is some money to be
made.
Yeah,
I think he can make some money.
It's not $10 million a year, but it's pretty good money. And you get to see parts of the world that, you know, you're not really going to have a chance to see.
I would be surprised, Neil, if it's the same setup. I got a feeling he may be staying in Mercer County. But if he can get... If he can get bumped up a little bit or get a little bit more pay or maybe a little different atmosphere, I think he may go back.
Yeah. Or even if he gets a place where some of those guys have moved up, even if he doesn't and he gets more playing time, if he's the player on a team instead of a player on a team.
Yeah, that might be big, too.
And he's in a great position because what if he doesn't really start his career for a year or seven?
Exactly.
Or 12.
He's always going to be there. He'll be ready.
He's smart enough. He can do whatever he decides he wants to do, and he can do it wherever he wants to.
Exactly.
So Greg's in great shape no matter what. He can follow his heart if that's what he
if he that's wants where to keep his playing, heart is. He can do it.
And if he wants to come back here and do stuff, he's in great shape.
Yep. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and talk about the recruiting day.
Big day for the Buckeyes.
Big day for the Buckeyes. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers. You know there are things that I hate, like winter and taxes, and there's things that I love, like my wife and my family and my country, and a good mower. You know, if you find yourself right now in a relationship with a mower that you're not in love with, then tell your mower that it's time to start seeing other people. Hall Brothers carries mowers that you'll love, like Grasshopper, Kubota, Toro, and Cub Cadet. Whether it's new or used, we've got your next mower. Life is too short not to love your mower. Hall Brothers, for your lawn and garden needs in Fort Recovery.
Plan to attend the 14th Annual NRA Banquet Saturday, February 21st at the Fort Recovery American Legion, sponsored by the Mercer County Friends of the NRA. Social hour starts at 5 with the dinner at 7. Tickets are only $25 each or $50 per couple, and there will only be 400 tickets available. Events for the evening include a live auction, a silent auction, several special drawings including some limited edition firearms, art prints, knives, and many other items created specifically for the Friends of the NRA. For tickets, you can call Homan's Gun Shop at 419-375-2515, or better yet, stop into Homan's Gun Shop at 2920 State Route 119 between Fort Recovery and St. Henry. Get your group together and get your tickets now before they're gone for the 14th Annual NRA Banquet on Saturday, February 21st.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
National signing day today for the defending national champions.
How about them Buckeyes?
I can listen to this song all the time.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Crank that stuff up. What did our Fort Recovery band, Ryan Garkey, said this song's been played?
Ryan Garkey.
After every third quarter since 1967.
67.
Hang on, Sloopy.
Hang on, Sloopy.
You probably didn't know I wrote that song.
Congratulations.
You wrote that song.
I may have lied about that.
So you get commission every time they play.
I may have lied about that.
Ooh, okay.
But I do have the original 45, of course.
Don't ever get rid of that.
That's awesome.
Nope.
How'd we do today, Bobby?
Well, Fee, it looked like the Buckeyes. First of all, if you're a college football fan, today is like a holiday.
Oh, it's a big day.
I started watching it.
Big day.
I started watching it. Come on the air at 8 o'clock. First of all, Twitter is fabulous.
Oh, my God. It's wide open.
If you're into that college, I see like one guy I know, it's always this, Toby Metzger.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that guy is nuts when it comes to following that stuff. And I'm about half crazy about it, too. But the Buckeyes started out, you know, they had a couple. They had, here's what they had. They had KJ Hill out of Arkansas, who was Alabama and Ohio State.
Ooh, that's right.
And then they had Isaiah Prince, who was Alabama, Maryland, Ohio State. Right away, they got both them guys go to Ohio State. Okay.
Big.
So then the question was they had a couple kids that they didn't, that was on the fence. They just talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was, I think it was Josh Alibi, Miami. He was talking about going to Miami. Well, he was one of the first ones sent in. He's going to Ohio State. But the final piece of the puzzle was the very last signing of the day.
Big running back?
Mike Weber out of Detroit Cass. And he was, Harbaugh was after him hard.
Harbaugh wanted him. I've seen that too.
In fact, a lot of the pundits, recruiting pundits, had him going to Michigan. They had him flipped.
Thought he had him.
But he said, I'm going to Ohio State, boys.
I like the big man.
So that gives Ohio State 27 recruits.
27 for, yep, today.
Which is more than they originally. They wanted to get a class of about 24, from what Urban was saying.
Yep.
And because I think you're about 85.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they announced afterwards Ohio State's lost five players. Devon Board, Armani Reeves ain't coming back. These are all injuries.
Oh, they're hurt?
Yep, Ron Tanner, Trey Johnson, and Kyle Dodson. Five of them that are all no longer
Like so career ending, like, or are they going to be able to play at a lower level? Or
no. Career ending injuries.
And that's tough on a kid that's always been the guy.
Career ending. Do they still get their scholarship,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, absolutely.
They still got to go to school.
Yep. They still got to go to school. But
I don't know what the rule is on that, but Urban Meyer's rule is they will
still graduate.
Get their scholarship. He has made it in no uncertain terms that's going to happen. I've heard him say that on a couple of things. I think he said that on Letterman.
This day's kind of neat because they always have them guys that in the morning they want to get on right away. I want to be the first one to sign, and then they have guys that then they'll do the ESPN does the talking to them. Where are you going? They got the hats out. Yeah. They got, that's neat.
I want somebody to like pull out like a Cooper Farms hat.
Going to Cooper Farms.
Or like a Miracle Lanes bowling alley or something. You know, everybody's got their hats there.
Yeah. Where are you going? I'm going to Miracle Lane.
Well, that's Von Nogler, I think, had his Cooper Farms hat on.
I want to have one that says going to Cooper Farms. Either one that says like my other truck's a piece of shit too or something. Fire that baby on there. Yeah, I think that'd be all right. Anyway, looking at the class, I think the stud of the class is outside linebacker from St. X, Justin Hilliard. He was number one linebacker in the nation and like a number, I want to say, top 15 recruit. The other big signees is Jerome Baker. Uh-huh. Out of Benedictine, his team won the state, I think.
Yep.
Did they win state or did Burrow beat them? I ain't sure.
I think they won.
So here you are. Okay, you're a five-star quarterback, four-star quarterback from Florida. Mm-hmm. You're getting recruited by everybody in the nation. Ohio State has five quarterbacks.
Go on board.
At five quarterbacks. He says, I'm going to Ohio State.
Yeah, but three of them get to play every year, so.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's right. In Urban Meyer's system.
Exactly right.
Three of them are Heisman candidates this past year.
In the system that they play, the quarterback's getting hurt every year.
So that's an automatic. You're probably going to get redshirted your freshman year.
Oh, absolutely.
No doubt. Well,
that was unbelievable. And they got Torrance Gibson, and the kid is a freak.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And then, like I said, Weber, the running back. So
he's supposed to be pretty solid,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's pretty good. But the Buckeyes had a great day. I think the ESPN had them sixth best class.
I've seen that.
So
somebody had them five.
Did they?
Yeah. One of the polls. I ain't sure.
I'm just curious, Bob. Do either of you guys remember, let's say, now obviously this team, a lot of the leaders weren't seniors, but let's say what was Ohio State's rank in recruiting with basically the team they had this year?
Urban Meyer's been there 4 years.
Yep.
This is his fourth recruiting class, and his worst one he's had has been like ninth.
I was going to say, he's not even top 10 every year.
Yeah, their average since he's been there has been 5.2 or something like that.
Yeah.
And it showed the stats of the all the national champions the last 4 years, and they're all – their recruiting classes are up top.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking you have the – what this past year was the number one team in the country.
Yep.
Was his recruiting class number one? Probably not. Where these kids are, were they recruited in the number one class?
His sophomore class was number two.
So at least so what I'm and so that may not make my point, but my point was maybe we have pretty good coaches that take the 10th best recruiting class and make them the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
We actually
because you can
that one
you
year
can,
he,
you
they
can
said
get
we
out
didn't
coached.
Get that many fives.
No,
we got a lot of fours though. We got like 17.
Well, we got
four.
One five this year.
Yeah.
So and there's only I think there's if I remember right there's 15 fives.
Ain't very many fives.
No.
Yeah.
No. So no, that. it was a good day for me.
So the number one guy went to Auburn.
Number one
defensive
guy,
lineman. I think.
I think you're right.
I thought I seen him sign for Auburn.
I think you're right. Some Ivy maybe or something like that. Does that sound right?
Sounds right.
But I did see a lot of stuff on kid from Coldwater.
Yeah.
Layfeld?
No.
No, Brody.
Brody Hilling. Oh, Brody Hilling signed today. He had a lot of cameras there in front of Brody.
Yeah,
Brody,
that's a neat deal for him.
Eastern Michigan?
Yep.
Brody was a three-star.
He's a three-star?
Three-star, yep, coming out.
He'd probably be a five-star if he was about 3 or 4 inches taller.
Yeah.
Or in a
city.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep. But that's great for him. You know,
that is neat.
And then I seen the kid from Minster signed to Tennessee as a preferred walk-on. Eli,
is
right?
Is it Eli? He passed on a scholarship of some sort with a – was it a Mac school?
Mac school, I think.
Eastern Michigan, Sam Brody. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then to go to Tennessee because they apparently think pretty highly of his brother. So
yeah. They actually had a big recruiting day, too, I see.
They had like 30.
Yeah, a bunch of guys.
So I don't know how that works. Yeah, SEC has a little different rules, I think, they play by. But
yeah.
I think Urban's kind of brought it.
He's kind of bringing her to the old
Big Ten. I think so, too. I think so, too. But anyway, it's a good recruiting class.
Great recruiting class.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know that.
And you know why you never know? Do you know that Super Bowl. Seattle, New England, not one player on that field that started for either team was a four-star or higher recruit.
That's what Billy said last
week. Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable, is right.
That is unbelievable.
So you're getting these kids, you know, you're getting these guys are 21, 22 years old. They're still getting in their bodies, you know, so.
And their minds and their attitudes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's got to be a lot of it for.
I mean, if they was as mature as Johnny Manziel and Gordon.
Yeah.
Christ, we wouldn't have any trouble.
We'd be in good shape.
That sounded a bit sarcastic, Robert.
The Browns, that's another great day. What a
so meeting. Frustrating.
Wow.
Now they're going to lose some draft picks because dipshit was texting.
That's what we need.
Are you kidding me?
First of all, we don't draft anybody any good anyhow. Now we're going to get rid of our picks. Come on.
They were on around the horn today. They were talking about the Browns packaging up their two first to move up to get Mariotti.
Mariotti. You like that? I don't like that at all. I think that's dumb.
He looked like crap against the Buckeyes.
I thought he was terrible against the Buckeyes, too.
I don't know. Frustrating.
How many starting quarterbacks have the Browns had in the last 10 years?
Ooh, about 12.
They've averaged more than 1.3, I think, per year. So I think 13 or 14 in 10 years.
Rocker, he's coming on that next break.
Since 99, they said it's in the 20s. Mid-20s, since they came back.
They average way noticeably more than one starting quarterback a year.
That is unbelievable.
I think it's approaching two starting quarterbacks an average per year. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
nuts.
You can't build a program if you're changing your quarterback.
We just need a good quarterback. No. I really think Browns would be good if they get a good quarterback.
Their defense is ranked 10th in the NFL. So they got their
defense. All right.
But we just got to figure it out. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We
break time.
We got a huge special guest.
We got a big special guest coming.
I mean, he's not that huge. He's medium to
Randy, to
slightly large.
I mean, this is a big special guest, and everybody's going to like listening to him. So we're going to take a – Chuck, take us out of here. Bubba and Fee Sports Talk, Miracle Lane, Sport Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbello with Wayne IGA. Ever walk into one of those large grocery establishments and feel the frustration of the lack of variety, cut size, or freshness of meat or deli items at a fair price? Here at Wayne IGA, we take a lot of pride in helping you determine your favorite cut, the right size, and the best product for the meal that you want that day or night. I know it seems basic, but it's something that we feel is very important every meal for you and your family. We want it right for you. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We want to give everybody a heads up for an upcoming event. The Athletic Boosters are having their annual Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament again this year. This has turned into a great event for everybody, whether you're playing or not. It's a great time to get together with old friends at Forsyth Park. Right now, it's tentatively scheduled for the weekend of June 12th through the 14th. Watch their Facebook page, 2015 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, and stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio for updates as the time gets closer and the date is confirmed. This tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery High School graduates, their spouses or fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Don't wait till it's too late. Get your team together now and get in touch with the Athletic Boosters on their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Alumni, to be sure your team doesn't get shut out of this great event.
Amy Wendell Family Health wants you to experience a different kind of health care. Our approach is different. You, the patient, are our number one priority, not your health insurance or hospital system. We know when you're sick, you're sick. Our office is designed to serve busy people like you. Use your health care savings card in our office to maximize your health care dollar. Extended evening hours throughout the weekdays and a full service lab.
give us a call at 419-375-5550 to schedule your next appointment.
We're back.
Back.
Uh-oh, we're beeping.
We beeped.
This is a special day for us, ain't it?
It's a big day.
We have two guests.
We've had Bill Cosby, we've had Eric Carey, but this is big.
Yeah. But this is, we got two guests. First of all, we got the
news anchor.
The news anchor of the 7 o'clock news show,
Bill Stoggins.
How'd the first show go today?
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Good.
How'd your show go?
Went good.
Did it?
Good. I like Jeff Gray.
Good. Good talk. Good talking to you.
Ratings are up. Big.
Yeah. And our other guest, I mean, he's a legend.
Legend.
No doubt.
Legend, yep. Of the fourth.
Randy Bonvillain. Randy?
Dang it.
Thank you.
Who's Randy?
Rocker.
Rocker?
No, it's Randy.
Oh, it's Randy.
What do you want to be called, Rocker or Randy?
Rocker. Everybody knows the Rocker.
Did he say hell? Did he say hell?
He just cussed.
I got to turn him off, boys.
The first word he says on the radio is hell.
He's cussing already.
Unbelievable. That's going to cost Spence $1,000.
That cost us.
You're unbelievable.
We're off next week.
Yeah. How you doing, Rocker?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Okay, I got a question I got to ask you just starting out. Okay, so we're friends on Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you always have pictures of porn girls on Facebook.
You can't win them all.
How do you... No, you can't, can you? But you always put you like certain stuff.
I have my preferences.
Do you?
Like, what are they?
Well, they vary from time to time.
Uh-huh. No, they don't. They're always the same, Rock. You like pretty girls.
Pretty girls? Good.
Well, I'd hope so.
That's exactly right. How'd the Notre Dame Irish do today? You have any idea?
Not a clue.
You never follow heard? Notre Dame?
Oh, yeah. I just don't do the selection days. I just show from September to bowl game, I'm good.
Okay, good. Okay, here's my next question, okay? I want you to tell us a day of Rocker. What'd you do? What time did you get up this morning?
I don't know. I think I lost sound.
No, you're on.
You're okay. What
time you get up?
Believe it or not, it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Whoa. What do you get up so early for?
I take care of my day and, you know.
That's routine.
Yeah.
Okay, Rock, what do you do at 7 o'clock?
Wake up.
Roll over.
Do you make your own breakfast?
What do you
have for breakfast?
Oh, I bypass breakfast. There is no breakfast.
You don't eat breakfast?
No.
Most days I have coffee, so that takes.
Coffee.
That's my breakfast.
You have a cup of coffee.
Okay.
And you turn on ESPN. What would be on your TV?
Well, believe it or not, I do a little Robin Mead.
Oh, HL. Oh, yeah. Headline news.
She's not hard on the eyes.
No, not one bit.
I know. She's kind of.
Easy to watch.
Yeah.
Easy to
smart,
watch.
Too. I like her smartness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. All right, then.
A clean show.
Now what do you do? Rocker, then what do you do?
So now it's 8 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
Well, that's about my, shaving. I mean, it's a usual run-of-the-mill stuff.
Yeah.
Then 9 o'clock, Kelly and Michael.
Okay, you watch Kelly and Michael.
Michael Strahan. Are you shiting me?
You really watch Kelly and Michael? You like that show?
It's getting kind of weak.
Is it?
Weakening up.
Every day you watch Kelly and Michael at 9 o'clock.
Then I go straight to MLB Network. Then it's
okay. MLB.
Yeah, I like that.
Anything going on today?
Not really. They're still waiting on where Bryce goes. Shields. Bryce.
Shields. Yeah.
I don't think either one of them are worth the money they're going to give him.
Well, nobody is.
No, but he's not going to get the money that he's won.
Yes, he is.
Well, he's not going to get Scherzer money.
He's going to get, he'll get $15 million a year.
Bryce?
Well, I
probably will.
Are you Harold Philly's uncle?
Yeah. Uncle Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're not Harold Philly's uncle.
Rocker is Harold Philly's uncle.
Uncle Rock.
This is the top of my family member here.
I'm on top of the list.
Really? Uncle Rocker.
So, like, do you give your nephew something for Christmas?
Dang it.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
Yeah, we're not all perfect.
You're down a couple years, too.
Quite about a few 50. Years.
Okay, so you watch the baseball channel.
Yes.
Noontime.
Got to eat.
Oh, I bypass lunch sometimes.
Wait a minute.
Rocker, are you shit?
Every time.
Well, you did today. Thanks,
Rock, you don't ever bypass lunch. We're calling you on this one.
Can't bypass lunch.
Oh, I've done it. Now look at me. Do I look like I need to hit every meal?
You got some storage there. You don't need it. With camel.
Know. And your afternoon consists of what?
Well, it kind of goes downhill from there.
Take a break.
Got to be a nap in there somewhere.
You try to get a nap in the afternoon?
Well, that tends to happen when you eat IGA chicken or chicken. Any chicken.
Chicken puts you down.
Puts you out.
It's like turkey. You go down.
Yeah, that's
gotta
right.
Take a nap.
Yep.
Yeah. Damn chicken.
So what's your afternoon TV shows?
Well, there again, it consists of MLB. I mean, it stays somewhat new. Then it kind of goes into reruns. But,
yeah.
But, it kind of goes downhill about 3:30.
3:30? Get a little Prices Right in or anything?
I don't have time for that crap.
Judge Judy?
Nope. No Judge Judy's.
I'll tell you one thing right now.
Yeah.
Price is Right has not been the same since Bob Barker
since
left.
Big man. Bobby Barker.
Bobby Barker took advantage of every one of those girls who was on there.
Yes,
he did.
You betcha.
Huh?
He did.
Janice Pennington.
He tuned forked every one of those girls.
Paging Miss Pennington.
Tuned
yeah.
forked.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you another thing.
Yeah.
When do you, how, can you believe that in the span of the 40 years that Price is Right has been on the air?
How many years?
40 plus. Do you really believe Bob Barker would have a male model on there?
Did he?
Or they do now.
Well, what?
Drew's got male models?
You don't like that.
Well, I'm just saying Bob Barker would never have it.
No, he wouldn't.
Too many hot girls.
Yeah. I'll give you I kind
of like
dinner.
The idea of the male models.
Hey, I'll buy you a drink if you tell me who was his announcer.
Rod Roddy.
God dang it. Rod Roddy.
Rod Roddy.
Very good.
I can't believe you doubted him.
Yeah.
This ain't my first rodeo, Scooter.
Not yeah, that's his right. first rodeo.
It isn't.
Okay, so what do you think of the basketball team this year? How many games you been to?
Oh, God, I'm not very good. I leave that to you.
No, we're asking a question. How many games have you been to?
I'm saying Zippo.
Zippo?
What? Did I hear busy? Zero?
We got to get you up there.
You don't like Coach Patch and Coach Guggenbiller.
It's not that.
It has to be that.
Why else would you not go? You hate the school?
You don't like school.
Now, I graduated from this school.
He's a graduate.
So why don't you? I don't understand it.
I just can't. I can't be up. I mean, I got to be in the floor level to watch a game anymore.
No problem.
We'll get you a seat.
We'll get you in front row.
My eyes are shot. Done. I'm like Stevie Wonder now.
You can't see nothing?
Nothing.
Are you bad?
I'm about half.
How many fingers I got up?
Yeah, but,
not the good one.
Well, we're glad you made your debut tonight.
Yeah, you made the debut.
I'm here if you need me.
Yeah, yes,
we'll right. be bringing him back.
We will bring him back. I agree. But Billy, well, you got anything else tonight?
No, you guys are awesome.
We're ready.
Yeah, we are awesome. I cannot argue anymore. It's a little snowy out there. Is there a delay tomorrow or not?
Oh, yeah. 2 hour delay.
Is there 2 hours tomorrow? 2 hour delay tomorrow.
They're thinking about going to four.
Are they going to 4 hours?
Yes, I just got the word, 4 hour
E-day.
Delay.
They're going to have an E-day tomorrow. All kids will have
E-days.
Everybody get on their computers.
4 hour delay tomorrow, kids.
Four hours. Come in at 11:30?
Yep.
No, wait a minute. That'd be 12:30.
About 12:30. Come in about 2:30. That'd be good.
Hey, wouldn't that be great?
Might be a 4 hour delay, this kid.
Yeah. You know what? Greg colleague said that they work 4 days a week in Spain, and they have a fiesta.
Everybody has a siesta. Take a nap.
Siesta.
You got to take a nap. The whole
every
town
day.
Takes a nap.
The 1 or 2 hour nap in the afternoon.
You're at work, you just shut her down and take a
you
nap.
You go home, take a nap.
Rocker says, I've done that.
Yeah, well, Rocker said, what the hell? That's what I've been doing for the last 30 years.
What the heck?
Okay, here's a question. How has anybody heard how he's doing over like his averages?
No good. Averaging like a point a game.
Serious.
Toothpicks.
Toothpicks.
He's doing good.
But he's on vacation in Spain, so.
He is on vacation.
No, he's having a great year.
I like to have good. His kind of luck with women. I've got, that
really?
Boy, I think he's pulled in some good tail.
You think so?
He's a fisherman.
He's a good fisherman.
He's a good fisherman.
He is a good.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah, I do too. I hope he's listening.
That's awesome. All right,
we're going to take a break. We'll be back to close her up right after this. Bubba and Fee Sports Talk.
Amy Wendell Family Health wants you to experience a different kind of health care. Our approach is different. You, the patient, are our number one priority, not your health insurance or hospital system. We know when you're sick, you're sick. Our office is designed to serve busy people like you. Use your health care savings card in our office to maximize your health care dollar. Extended evening hours throughout the weekdays and a full service lab. Give us a call at 419-375-5550 to...
The Sons of the American Legion will be hosting a barbecue chicken dinner on Sunday, February 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Fort Recovery American Legion Hall. You may purchase tickets from any Sun member. Also may be able to purchase tickets in the Legion basement at the canteen. Price is $6, pre-sale only. Again, the Fort Recovery Sons of the American Legion will be hosting a barbecue chicken dinner on Sunday, February 8th at the Fort Recovery American Legion Hall.
Let's talk Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Mark your calendars for the last 4 days of February, Wednesday through Saturday, the 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a time for great savings from our parts department. All parts in stock are 10 to 25% off. That's farm equipment parts, lawn and garden parts, oils, filters, belts. Everything is marked down. And if you'd like, you can bring your order in now and we'll have it ready to go when you stop in during that week. Open house at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer.
We want to give everybody a heads up for an upcoming event. The Athletic Boosters are having their annual alumni co-ed softball tournament again this year. This has turned into a great event for everybody, whether you're playing or not. It's a great time to get together with old friends at Fort Sight Park. Right now, it's tentatively scheduled for the weekend of June 12th through the 14th. Watch their Facebook page, 2015 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, and stay tuned to Fort Recovery Radio for updates as the time gets closer and the date is confirmed. This tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery High School graduates, their spouses or fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Don't wait till it's too late. Get your team together now and get in touch with the Athletic Boosters on their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Alumni, to be sure your team doesn't get shut out of this great event.
Hey, we're back here at Fort Recovery Radio, our last segment.
Last segment?
We had a huge listening audience tonight. Now, were we the carryover from everybody listening to the news show? And we were like, it's like they were American Idol and we were like that shitty show they bring in.
Shitty show they bring in.
Is that what it is?
It's us.
Is that what we're doing? Or
I think
is that,
it might be us.
Bill is American Idol and we're like the dog they bring
just
in.
Just call him Banky.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hey, we want to... We got a couple guys here we're going to talk to. The owners of Miracle Lanes.
The owners of the BA.
Corey, Gary Locke, and Jared Stallman. We want to thank you guys for
doing
having us out here. How you guys doing?
Great.
Doing right. Great.
Good.
Right.
How's the bowling season going?
Well, up and down, personally.
Really?
Overall, like everybody, the season's going great.
We're in week 22 already at 32, so it's clipping right
What's
along.
Down? What's up and
personally,
down?
Personally, because my scores, I'm just not any
Oh, you're
good.
Talking about your bowling game.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
but
business.
Like, business is great.
Business
good. I'm just all bent out of shape right now.
So you guys
both bad, business good.
Bowling bad, business good.
So as a member of Fort Recovery and a Fort Recovery community, you guys come in here, you bought the bowling alley, and you... How long have you had it?
It's been a year and
a couple months.
2 months.
December 28th was our first takeover.
So a couple months.
And I'm glad everything's working out great for you. But the thing that I'm the most proud of you two is that you both moved to town.
Moved to town. That's big.
You know? And I just think that that's freaking
big.
Awesome. You know? Because we can't get teachers to move to town.
Nope.
And it just bugs the crap out of me. But these
me
two
crazy,
they just upped and come over here. And I tell you what, you know, you guys are doing a great job in here. But I'm proud of you for making Fort Recovery your home, and that's a pretty good deal.
Pretty awesome.
Thank you very much. And it's not like it's not a great community to live in, truthfully. There's a lot of things I really like about it. I mean, it's small. It's in the same county. It's just there's so many similarities between all the communities around here. For me, it was not a difficult transition whatsoever.
No, not at all.
I'm proud to be here, really, truthfully.
Pretty cool.
Well, you've had family here.
Sure, and that helps a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But Fort Recovery does have a lot of tool bags.
Oh,
you know, but you gotta love them.
You know how St. Henry has Captain Bill?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's about like 8 times more in Fort.
Yeah, that's right.
Like 8-1 ratio. It's all right. I mean, everybody in town has them, but
you gotta love them.
Awesome.
That's right.
They keep us busy.
Absolutely.
It's good. I like
that.
Right.
That's right.
Keep them around.
Good deal.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
So you guys had Super Bowl. You guys a little busy for Super Bowl?
Oh, man, that was wild.
Through the window.
Yeah, that's
a big so we had Bob May up here.
How many pizzas you made?
I don't know.
7,000.
Million.
About 7,000.
It literally felt like a million. It was unbelievable.
Just kept about 3 hours straight. It was
nonstop. As excitable as I get when we get busy like that, you just got to look back and realize, you know, we've got so much of an operational ability. And that people, I think, for the most part, understand.
They got it, yeah.
Yeah, and the biggest thing, that knowing going into next year, just getting ahead of the wings. I mean, I think the pizza side, I mean, just one after another, well, that was fine. But then we got backed up on the fryer side. I think, if we could get 18 more fryers, that would be a good investment.
Yeah. Should be no problem.
But I mean,
and you need them like 3 times a year.
Yeah,
so
that
makes perfect sense.
Otherwise, they get dust on them.
Yeah.
Right.
But well, that's we need them. That's a great learning experience for us, too, truthfully, in the kitchen there. That helps so much just when you get that busy to how to, especially with the kids that are helping, you know, to kind of help them along to learn how to handle situations like that. There's so much value to those kids working in that kitchen, and I really enjoy the fact that a lot of those kids do it, truthfully.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably for the most part. You get pretty good kids back here, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it was pretty hectic for everybody for a few hours, but we worked it out. And then as soon as it's done, everybody watched the game. We were hanging out, and Corey was down there bowling with his cousin and Kyle.
That's another thing they were talking about is some of those guys want to revamp or try and bring back the bowling program next year. And I don't know where you start or, you know, I guess from the ground up, but I would love to see those kids do that. I mean, they seriously seem to be showing some interest. I mean, those are the kind of kids I'd like to see do it too because, you know, they're dedicated to that football program.
Right.
You could see that just after last year.
Oh, Double Cheese would be a great bowler.
Guaranteed
it would be.
I couldn't believe
it. And he'd eat like a hog.
We don't make any money when he works.
No. Pepperoni on the pizza,
or
stick one in my mouth.
Yeah, cheese. All right. Well, he was kind of just make it how you'd make it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out here, all right? Then I come back and it doesn't fit through the oven.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
That's the way I like it.
Man, we made 4 cents on that pizza.
One of my best Double Cheese story is when you guys said that he wasn't cutting the pizzas hard enough.
Oh yeah.
So one of you guys
checked on him. He's like, I think I just went through the cardboard. All right, don't chip my countertop. But good job.
Yeah. What else? What do you guys? Got anything coming up here?
We've still got quite a few. Well, we got Bill's Rosberg Acres Monte Carlo coming up, and we still got some. Well, obviously, if you're here, you can tell we've got a few openings.
Monte Carlo.
We also are. We're teaming up with Mongo. Tom Remoklis is here to try and build his neurological center golf outing back up. And we've dealt with the Mercer County Elks, and we're kind of getting things organized. Flyers should be out shortly, but we're gonna go that way with this year because I think it'll create more, you know, more golfers, and all the proceeds will go directly to the neurological center, which I think is a really good thing. I mean, you and I personally have a friend whose father, Dale Yulnag, is there on a constant basis. You know, and they need things like that, and I think it would be great to be a part of that.
That'd be neat.
So
that's a good deal. In case anybody,
very good, and also the
Bracket Buster.
City tournament.
Yeah.
City bowling
tournament.
And, what's the date on that again?
Bracket Busters, I think, is the 28th?
No, March 7th. That's actually the same day as Rosberg Acres. Bill is setting up the...
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon, we're going to do the city bowling tournament and continue trying to do a doubles singles on Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
So, and then the following weekend is Tom Remoklis's bracket buster tournament. So like 32 guys trying to get in there.
We've already got a few commitments from a couple water bowlers.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a start already. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Good. So you guys, you're open for open bowling Friday, Saturday, Sunday, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after the ball games on Friday night, you guys are come on out and bowl, bring the kids out.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then Saturdays, same deal, right? You have a lot of birthday parties?
We don't. It seems like we see the most of those, in my opinion. It seems like we get a lot of those on Sundays.
Yeah.
Do you run
early
a deal?
Early Saturday and Sunday afternoons.
Yeah.
So what kind of deal you get if you have?
2 one-item pizzas, 2 orders of breadsticks, 2 pitchers of pop.
2 hours of bowling.
On 2 lanes.
For $55.
Bring your whole crew
everything's
out.
Everything's in twos.
Everything's in twos.
Perfect. Doubles.
Yeah.
That's right.
Except for the price.
If you was... If we was Ron Brunswick on WC,
this is wild.
This is weird talking to you guys. And wait, I mean, a normal voice,
right?
Instead of Jerry Carey. It's not Harry Carey anymore. I want to change it to Jerry Carey.
That's too funny. But anyway, we want to thank you guys for having us out here.
Sure,
every
thank you for letting us come out here.
Thank you guys. Appreciate
a lot of fun.
Yep.
And if you guys, Leagues are about over, right? You got what?
I mean, like on Wednesday nights, we're
this
we'll
is week
22
right now for
left.
The Wednesday night. League,
so, 2.5 months ago. And then we'll start.
Time flies when you're having fun.
We got to get more bowlers out here, don't we?
Yeah,
yes, we do.
Yep.
Get these leagues
nice
built
to get
up.
Them filled up.
Yep. Yes, it's a good time. It only takes a couple hours and get a little exercise, get your shit blowed off of you a little bit, come out here and bowl. I started back up this year, and I'm bowling great, Fee.
Bowling good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sarcasm is the second language to me. You still have the high series in the first half of the Wednesday Night League.
You're surprised? I'm serious. I'm not happy right now.
Dude.
You act like
I think you're great. Still,
don't make fun of me.
I think you're great. I think you got to keep going.
Yeah,
I got my old man bowling too.
That's right.
Yeah,
good deal.
Good man's stuff. Over.
But anyway, guys, we want to thank you for having us out here every week, and
we'll do it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next week.
So,
While we're on the air, just shout out. I need my car serviced. Where should I go for that?
I would go to Hastings Auto. Come on up and see me.
You want my keys now?
Yep. Yeah. You lost your main mechanic, so it's going not going
to
get done right.
You're going to have to see me.
He's up there. Let's get him on right now.
Retirement. Yeah. Yeah. He won't come over.
We tried. He wouldn't come over.
No, he won't be part of it. But anyway, we want to thank you guys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to call it a night. We appreciate everybody listening out there.
Bubba and Fee Show. Sports Talk. It's been a blast.
Next week, we got Chris Guggenbauer, the coach of the Indians, coming out.
Coach of the Indians going to come talk to us.
He's going
to
be here at 8 o'clock. We got a huge weekend in sports. Neil, you got a list of what the heck's going on this week? Or do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, we know we got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of ball games.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Saturday is a Fort Recovery day. Everything at home, right?
Yep. Everything at home all day at Saturday.
Yep.
So it's awesome.
Should be a blast.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
Have a good one, buddy. Good talking to you, my friend.
Yep.
I'm not sure who Bill has next week on the Insight Talk, but we're going to have that again at 7 o'clock before Sports Talk.